good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond in 2012. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm sort of messed up this week. You know, it was supposed to be on January 1st when we watched all the boy games and watched the parades, etc. But that didn't work, and now it's 2012. And have you written that date down yet? And you maybe have in mind that, you know, as you write a check, as you write a type something into your computer with a date on it, whatever, and you've got it down. You know, you've got that 2012 instead of 2011 taken care of. Well, just wait. In about a month, when you think you've got it all made a habit, it'll just pop out, and there it'll say 2011. Well, for most things, that probably is not a big deal. There'd be only some things on contracts and other legal things where you really want to have the date correct. Otherwise, it's probably not going to be a major thing in your life. But talking about dates, one of the things I was thinking about was those dates on products in your pantry, your refrigerator, your freezer, that have a date on them that's used by, best used by, expired, etc. And are you going to pay attention to those? Well, if you're getting ready to make some product that has mustard in it, and you pull out that mustard you want and it has a date 2 years ago on it, you're going, oh my gosh, I can't use that. Well, actually, you probably could with no big problem. What if it's a kind of cake mix? Maybe you bought one on sale and, you know, it was sort of a special flavor and for a special recipe, and you just forgot about it being there, and it's a year or two old. Oh, should I use that? Well, you could. There's not going to be any food safety issue, but it might not taste quite as good, and it also might not have the same rising power as it did originally. So you take a chance to see if it's going to succeed or not. But, of course, there are some other foods, that those that are mostly refrigerated, that you'll really want to pay attention to. And also mentioning those dates where it's not maybe not so important, canned foods, well, yes, some of them you may want to pay attention to, but a little story I found was a can of food that was found stored away, this was a historical moment, had a date that was over 100 years old, and so they finally decided to open it and see, you know, would it still be good? Actually, it was. Good by meaning safe. So when we're talking about a use-by date or best used-if-by date, most of the time, when we're not talking about refrigerated foods, but about frozen and canned and packaged foods, boxed foods, etc., there's not a food safety issue. They're not going to make you sick, or they're not going to kill you if you use them after that date. However, those dates do refer to best quality, because foods, no matter how they are packaged and stored, start deteriorating a bit as soon as they're put in that package. Frozen foods, you know, frozen vegetables, for instance, have those processes in them that even though they're frozen well, still start deteriorating a bit by bit. And you may or may not be able to tell that difference, especially in vegetables. Now, in some meats, of course, the flavor changes more rapidly. So you have to use a little bit of thinking about whether you're going to use something when it has an expired or best if used by date. What does all that mean? Well, it used to be, especially on canned and boxed foods, there was a code. And to break down that code, you sort of had to be in the know with the manufacturer. So many of them changed to what's called open dating. And open dating are those dates that we can read and understand. So if it says used by 01/01/2011, you know what that means. You understand it. Are those dates required by law? Only on a few food items are those dates required. Baby food is one of those things that those dates are required by the federal government. And then each company may have some kind of process that they follow in deciding what they're going to use. They may not be the same, but they're pretty similar. So what types of foods are dated? Well, it's possible that almost any food you buy will have a date on it. Now, as we mentioned, there are several kinds of dates. There is a sell-by date, and that's one, and even the best if used by date are usually used by the place where you're buying the food, the grocery store or wherever you buy your food. They usually use those in order to say, okay, we either have to put this on sale, we've got to get it out here, it's no longer going to be a saleable item. The best if used by date is put on there by the food processor, canner, whoever is doing that. And what that's saying, it's the recommended date for the best flavor or quality. It is not a purchase or safety date. And then there is a use-by date, and this is the last date recommended for the use of the product while it's at peak quality. The date, again, has been determined by the manufacturer of the product. And for many foods, as we've said, the use-by date, if you use it after that, is still going to be safe. But, for instance, if it's ground hamburger, yeah, I would use it within a day or two at the most after it's stored in the refrigerator. But if you have a question about any of those kind of products, the best thing to do, if you don't want to throw them out, is put them in the freezer, and they will keep even longer and still be safe. So think about, this would be a good time to kind of, as you go through this month, kind of take a look what's in your pantry, what's in your freezer, those sorts of things. And if there are some dates that are just passed, maybe you want to put those to the top and plan on using them. Some things do last forever. Vinegar is one that is not going to deteriorate much in quality and safe to use. No matter what flavor it is, it's going to be safe to use and pretty good quality for a long, long time. One other comment about storage, if you're storing items in the refrigerator, this would be a good time, if you have a thermometer, to stick it in the refrigerator and make sure that all the spaces are below 40 degrees. Don't need them down to freezing, but below 40. And if you have a freezer, stick your thermometer in there, and it's best if it's at zero, not just freezing at 32, but at zero, in order to keep your foods at the best quality. So along with all those other New Year's resolutions, goals, whatever you thought about, just maybe make the awareness of dates on the food products that you have in your home. Just be a little more aware of those and start using them up, or decide how you want to get rid of those foods. And by the way, even home canned foods will probably be safe as long as they're sealed well for a long, long time. But the recommended time for storage on home canned foods, again, as long as they're well sealed, is 1 year. And for all food products, the best way to store them, if they're a dry product, not refrigerated, is in a cooler, not in the sunlight. You know, don't store them over your range or somewhere near heat, and they will last a little bit longer. So take advantage of those use-by, best-used expiration dates on those foods, and get the most money's worth out of your food. And until next time, here's something that good old Ben Franklin said. He says, lost time is never found again.